Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still on assignment at Lake Elmanor. It is 7:05 and the 15th of June. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's where the chat room is. Good morning, Philip, Sunny. Good morning, people in the chat room already. And good morning to Liam. He's back.
I am back.
I'm glad to see you survived the weekend.
Yes.
And the music.
It was so much fun.
The music was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, like, just at a concert, or
no,
were you all playing, did you have like a battle of the bands, you know?
No. So we all produce, and so we just brought our production studio setups that we all have to my friend Dwight's house. There were like 15 of us set up in bedrooms.
Wow.
And closets making songs.
15 of you in a house?
Yeah.
Any place that you could set up?
We had someone in the kitchen, someone in the living room, bathrooms, bedrooms.
I would think bathrooms would be tough.
They are tough. The acoustics are
because the acoustics, yeah,
terrible.
That's what I was thinking.
But we manage.
You managed.
Yeah.
So what happens at the end of this, after you do this?
We just have the songs. Sometimes some of us will release them, but nothing really. We just have songs.
You all play the music to each other, so everybody can, you know,
yeah,
you kind of like constructive criticism.
Yeah, so I mean, like, everyone's always like moving from station to station or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I might be working on a project with Davey, and then I get kind of bored, so I'm gonna go see Dwight and see what he's working on and offer some advice. So it just kind of depends on what I want to do.
Did Linda talk to you that night she interviewed you about when she was writing in Nashville?
She did. She did a little bit. It sounded really cool.
Yeah, you need to talk to her about that. Yeah, because they would, all these people would come together,
I mean,
at the music studios, mm-hmm. and they'd all be writing writing music together.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather look like?
Today is a high of 95 and a low of 61. Thursday, tomorrow, a high of 84 and a low of 58. Friday, a high of 72. We have a chance of showers. Friday night, a low of 54. Another chance of showers. Saturday, a high of 74. Showers are likely. Saturday night, 55. And then Sunday, 82.
Okay, yeah, looks like we could be getting showers.
Yeah.
After 11 a.m. Wow. Thunderstorms? Well, isn't this unusual that we're actually getting rain in June?
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. But shouldn't stop you from going out and doing anything you want to do. Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is based out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They treat their customers like friends. They are just really good people, the Kenny family. You know, you can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I don't even know where to start today. This is open line Wednesday. So if you've got something on your mind, now's the time to give me a call, because let the world know how you feel, or if you just want to discuss something, 605-4567. I know there's been, the election's over, and there's a lot of consternation about the election process. A number of people were down there, and the word, what was the word used? Was it overbearing, or, I'm putting these in quotes. And then there was people were inside because watching the votes being done, because voting is really important. And the quality of voting is very important. Of the how you take care of the ballots is really important. The election seems to have come off without much of a hitch. across the country. Elections are going on, and in Texas, a Democrat county or district, congressional district, which has been Democrat for decades, went for Biden by 13%, you know, by over 13% in the last election, just elected their first Republican. An American Hispanic lady. And this was a you know, huge thing. In South Carolina, the congressman that voted to impeach Trump lost his primary. There's just a number of elections going on that indicate that the Democrats could really, really, can I say this again, really be in trouble in this midterm election. Another thing that might be a problem is that gas hit in our country $5, went over $5 a gallon average in our country. And, of course, in California, we like to lead the way, so we're like at $6.20 a gallon right here in California. We're number one again. We're number one in so many things. I don't know. I just drop by and put gas in my car, and now I kind of wait till it's like under a quarter, which I used to keep it at a half. And then I feel bad because then I have to put $90 in my truck. Because I refuse to put $100 in it. I just do. And so I'm looking at it, but if I would go down there and just put $50 in it every 2 days, maybe I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't feel bad. But I'd still be paying, what's the cheapest gas in town? $6.28, something like that?
Yeah.
Am I seeing that? $6.28 for the cheapest gas in town? Others, I mean, 3 months ago, or less than 3 months ago, it was under $6. And then it hit. And now you can't find it anywhere for under $6. Thank you. No bueno here. All right. The ranch fire is at 700 acres and 30% contained. Yesterday, I'm in Palo Cedro, and as I'm starting to pull out, here comes a commander's truck, fire truck, the pickup trucks, screaming through Palo Cedro, sirens going. And like about a minute later, here comes the first fire truck. And all I'm thinking is, we got a fire. Oh, boy. And there was. But it was 8 acres, and they got it contained. They hit it with tankers and a lot of people out there. And I think about that because Palo Cedro is where we keep our horse. And one of the reasons that we bought a horse trailer, besides if you have a horse, you probably should have a horse trailer. But one of the primary reason we picked it up, even though that where we're at has got great defensible space, there's fire breaks. Out behind, there's no grass, tall grass getting close to anything. Casey does a great job in keeping the defensive space out there. But there's still that chance. So we have that horse trailer. And I was thinking, so I went out to the stables where I was heading to, and I could see the smoke in the not real far distance, but I could see the smoke out there. Thinking that, well, maybe I think it's far enough away, I don't have to worry. But while I was there at the stable, the fire, or the smoke at least, was knocked down because of the fire tankers were hitting it. But here we are, again, fire season, and it's getting close. And several of the fires we've had already in our area, one down at Benton Air Park, Benton Airfield, and Tierra Oaks area, these were started by people. Homeless encampments, and they got fires that got loose from them. If nothing else, to try and keep these areas clean is because of this fire. If it had gone down the canyon there at Benton Air Park, it would have torched houses all along there. But luckily, not luckily, but thankfully, our fire departments were on it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. As you heard yesterday, Casey Patch, CEO of Shasta Regional, said that by next July, they'll have in place their parameters needed to start bringing in students for their residencies in internal medicine. They can be anywhere up to 20 instructor or 20 doctors coming in to Reading working throughout the Shasta Regional Medical Center, getting their residency in internal medicine. Now, many of them will probably go on to specialties, but if they don't, we've got maybe two or three new doctors, general practitioners right here in Reading. It's just one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does to support our community and to be the place that you should go to, that you should want to go to. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the...
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Open line Wednesday here, so if you've got something on your mind, give us a call at 605-4567. Something stuck in your craw, as we used to say. It is the 15th of June. Did I ask you what national day it was? I forgot. I'm sorry.
You haven't yet, but I have it pulled up.
Okay. I'm ready.
It is National Megalodon Day. It's a big ancient fish.
I know it's hard to believe, but I may have heard that. It's a giant. Okay, what else? It's not as good as yesterday, National Bourbon Day yesterday, nice Army Birthday, Flag yeah. Day, and you bring out Megalodon Day today.
National Smile Power Day.
Okay, that's enough. All right, I will admit this morning that I woke up at 5:30, not unusual, and then I just kind of laid there because Linda's gone, and at 6 I said, okay, I'm going to get up now, just kind of, and then at 6:30 the phone rings, and it's Linda calling me from Lake Elmanor. And saying, well, I just wanted to catch you before you went in, before you left for the office. And since I was laying there fast asleep, I'm glad she called. So it was a little bit of a jump this morning getting in here. So I'm trying to get myself revved here. And then when I start reading this, that I did get good news. Philip in the chat room says there's two places in Reading that's got gas under $6. One's at gas station out by Sweeties on North Market. And the other one's right down here in town. But yesterday, I swear I went by there and it was over $6. So maybe they dropped their prices. Or maybe I just looked at it wrong. Or maybe there were so many cars there that I couldn't pull in as I moved by it. So there are places in town, my friends, that have gas under $6 a gallon. It's probably like $5.89 or something like this. I don't know. There's just why is there a shortage of gas? The Chevron CEO has given a number of reasons why. People are screaming, some people are screaming, oh, they're making money. They're making tons of money. Well, yeah, they are. They probably are. But you also there's other reasons that, they're saying is that the corporations are just, they're making money hand over fist and they should do something about that, that they should make less money. Okay. I don't see people saying that for other things, but okay. He said he doesn't believe, this is Chevron CEO Mike Wirth, said he does not believe another oil refinery will be built again in the United States, saying that the government policies are a key reason why as average gas prices continue to rise. There hasn't been a refinery built in this country since the 1970s, said Wirth. During this Bernstein Strategic Decisions Conference on June 1st, when asked about more refining being added to the Gulf of Mexico. Personally, I don't believe there will be a new petroleum refinery ever built in this country again. Capacity is added by debottlenecking existing units, by investing in existing refineries. But what we've seen over the last 2 years are shutdowns. We've seen refineries close. We've seen units come down. We've seen refineries being repurposed become biorefineries. And we live in a world where the policy The stated policy of the U.S. government is to reduce demand for the products that refineries produce. And think about that. Are you going to try to build new refineries when you've got an administration that says the whole thing is shifting away from petroleum products, but yet there's nothing in place to take the there's nothing built out there. There is nothing existing that takes the place of petroleum. Indian Dave, good morning.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm fine, my brother.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, buddy.
Okay.
When you look out your window in the morning, your beautiful view of the valley in Redding, you look out there and you go, man, what a beautiful place to live. Do you see any homeless camps, any tents, anything like that?
Where I'm at?
From your house? Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see anything from my backyard. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, okay. Well,
but, wait. I do see as I'm driving in here.
Oh, certainly.
And yesterday and day before yesterday, we were calling the police because we had a car pull up and, you know, the guy tweaked out, passed out there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. But, no, I don't have homeless in my backyard.
Yeah, I don't think any city official looks out their backyard or their front yard or anywhere around their house and go, oh, look at the homeless camps today. Aren't they beautiful? And, you know, this thing about the fence, you know, we were all excited about the fencing to the bridge, and Dignity was buying the fencing, and the city was putting it up. And
yeah.
All great, great, yeah, yeah. Oh, behind the houses and all that stuff. It's a lie, Carl.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Well, I drove down to the corner at Parkview right here at my house.
Right.
And there's a bunch of
cities. Just let me say this, that Indian lives in a real nice place, and right behind him is the old Henderson Open Space. It's called New Pond now, I think. And so you've got to picture this. This is beautiful open space, but it is filled.
Inundated
with homeless and homeless camps. So that's where he lives. Okay.
I know. And then on Henderson Road, I mean, it used to be a really slum area. We built it up, and now it's turning back into it because the homeless, the tweakers, the drug addicts are coming down the street again, and they are using this for a highway to get in the back end. They cut a big hole in the fence again. They're crawling through it. There's a lady a couple doors down from me, and we've been working with the city about it. They've been doing all kinds of things, but nothing's happening. And she's got a highway two doors down from my house all the way to the river. They go in and out of here, night and day. Big lights.
Light.
But what I'm saying is
light.
The fencing thing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah, they've got better lights than I do. I mean, LED, bright, like spotlights, better than the cops have, I think. Anyway, down here, I was going out, went to Parkview, Henderson at Parkview, where all the yahoos hang out, and I see all these city trucks, and I see black fencing. I go, hey, man, how's it going? You're putting up fencing. He said, yeah, we're putting up fencing. I said, where's it going? He said, from right here to the bridge. I said, oh, really? From the corner of Parkview and Henderson to the bridge.
To the bridge.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, to the bridge. Okay. So what that's going to do is it's going to stop those people from using that avenue of going in at that end. And where are they going to go, Carl? They're going to migrate down here in herds looking for places to go between the road and the river.
And I know that there was a fence or attempted defense, but they've cut through it in many places.
There's a big hole right now, and we filled it, and they cut it, and we fill it. It's just a ridiculous thing. And I think I told you a story. I got a gal that was going through it, called the cops. They came down, talked to her, talked to me. And I said, hey, we're really tired of this. He said, we're tired of coming down here. I said, oh, really? So then he just turned to the girl. He said, are you done to me? And I said, yeah. He said, go on. He turned to the girl and had her walk off. It's not right, Carl.
It's not right. It's not right that it's not right that y'all are under siege there. And
hey, you know what? That's exactly what we are, and we are getting fed up to the friggin' top. I'm sorry, but we're talking about doing a. I'm going to try to get with the neighbors. If we could find a lawyer, is there any lawyer in listening ear of your radio station that will take this on? And we don't have a lot of money. But we're thinking about suing the city, doing a class action against the city action, and see if we can get these jokers. Well, see, here's the only problem with that, Carl, is that's going against us. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for that if we win? Who's going to pay?
Well, it could be what you want.
Writing, and that's wrong.
Well, but it could be is that what you want if you know, when this thing goes to court is, yeah, we pay for the lawyers of the city, but or maybe it's just enough to, you know, to have a suit and say, look, all we want is to be able to use our homes and feel safe in our homes and not have our homes constantly under attack by all these homeless.
Right.
That's all we want. We don't want money. We want you to take the park back. And they talk, you know what, we have people on here that, you know, they got new police are going to be in there, the fishing game are going to be in there, but it's not happening now.
It's all smoke and mirrors, but I haven't seen it, we're not going to see it, it's not going to, they're fencing it off, they're going to do a day use only down there, but all that does is make it open to go anywhere in these houses on Henderson and cut through. That you know, nobody's at or nobody's watching and cut through to the river.
Yeah.
They need to take all of Yahoo's from the river and get them the hell out of here. If you drive across Cypress Street Bridge, you can see them on the island now. They're all partying and camping and carrying on the island. I mean, it's just getting progressively worse by the day, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Except the people that live here. I had a guy the other night, we're in the hot tub, and this guy comes from two doors down, going out towards the river with a big freaking light, and then he turns and goes behind our house, and then he turns again and goes down to the fence, and I holler, get out of there! What'd he say? What do you think he said? A really nice word to me.
Yeah.
They could care less about us, buddy. They have no respect for anybody here. You know, they used to have respect. We used to have respect for them. No more.
Well, it's getting to is to an, you know, when you push people far enough.
It's going to be confrontation, brother. It's going to be confrontation. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty. And people are going to go to jail. And people, probably the wrong people, are going to go to jail. And these yahoos will still live on the river, laughing and scratching and washing their clothes and peeing and pooping in the river.
And on your property and stealing everything that it's not locked up.
Oh, not locked down. Yeah.
It's not chained. I'm surprised that you would get into your hot tub unless you're there all the time, because you have one of your neighbors said that when he came back, he found out they've been using his hot tub as a bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Dude, but you call the police. We don't even bother to call it. We don't call the police anymore. I don't call the police. I get what is that outfit that you get when you call the police? You get they start asking questions about, well, what color is his clothes?
When it's not a 911, when it's the dispatcher.
Dispatch, okay. But they go into all this BS. And then nobody shows up. 6 hours later, somebody shows up. Go, oh, you got some trouble? Come on, dude. That's a joke. Why are we paying these people? Why do they take my taxes? Why? Why aren't I getting the same thing that the mayor of Reading's getting, or the councilman, or Aaron, whatever her name is, and You know, are those people camped out on their doorstep? No. And they will not be. They won't tolerate it. Because they've got the clout, dude. They've got the people behind them. They've got, you know, they've got all the stuff. The cops don't like to come down here anymore. They don't like to come down here. They came down and busted that one guy, that one guy with a shotgun. That's a drug house. We told them it's a drug house. I've called about it. We complain about it. The dog got loose and knocked a little girl off a scooter the other day. The cops came down. They didn't do crack.
Well, I know that, and we had a problem in our neighborhood. And, you know, the neighborhood got together and we signed petitions. We, not that you haven't done that already, but then there is something that, there's a law that if somebody is, got a house like that and is causing consternation, is that the city can then come after them and fine them something like $10,000 a day. And you know what? It took that before they cleaned it up.
Listen, the code enforcement has done that with a house two doors down. They fined it like, I don't know, 4 years ago. They fined her $60,000, my friend. But what happens with that? She doesn't pay it until she's dead or until she sells the house. What care is it? She don't care. She doesn't care, brother. And now she's got 50 people living in her backyard and in her back room, and she's got a highway to the back end. And we call code enforcement. Oh, we're going to start legal procedures. Well, what the hell does that mean? Come on, guys, let's do it. Clean it up. Get it out of here before we. If the neighbors start doing it, it's going to be. We'll just fence off the road and start cleaning up, and then you guys can come clean up after we're done.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dave. You know what? It's and you know what, my friends out there, you know, if you're listening to Dave, is he's been talking. He's been on the show. We've had a number of people on the show. They've been talking about this for how long? 8 years.
8 years
that they've been doing this. And here's a guy that's worked hard in his life. They have a great little. They have a great house. There, you know how beautiful that is to have the open spaces in the river, and now they can't even enjoy being in the hot tub without people coming through their harassing property them. And harassing them. I mean, there's something. I mean, it's just wrong, Dave.
It's totally wrong, buddy. But nobody does crap about it. I mean,
The only people who can do anything about this is the city council. The city council, city manager. If you could take 25 of your neighbors and go down there and for 3 minutes apiece tell them how bad it is down there. And
we have people that do that all the time. I have been down there myself, but we have people that go down there and talk to them, but there's no result. They get up after the meeting and go home and go, oh yeah, you know. Enjoy their dinner, enjoy their view, enjoy their world, and forget it.
Well,
I'm sorry to rant, but I got
No, that's what it's here for, because you're facing it, and you faced it for 8 years. And so what I'm going to do then is I'm going to write to all the city council people today. I'm going to take this, we're going to cut this out, this excerpt out from the show, and I'm just going to send it to them and say, hey, what kind of answer do you have for people there that live on this,
right,
that have been going through this for 8 years? And
we
still
pay our taxes. It's not like we're delinquent.
No, of course not, because if you were delinquent in your taxes, they'd put a lien against your house. Yeah, they'd put a lien against your house. Yeah, just for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, we're way over here, but I wanted to hear you and let you get it out.
I appreciate that, my friend. Have a good day.
You bet. You know, I'd like to tell him to have a good day, but the only thing he has to do. I've been in Dave's house, and I've seen what he's talking about. I've been in his backyard. All he has to do is, okay, let's have a good day, and turn around and look at somebody taking a crap almost in your backyard and leaving the toilet paper there. Yeah, I have a feeling if this was happening in the city council's neighborhoods that there'd be more action. We're going to take a break now.
Tonight. Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 7:43 in the morning here on the 15th, and it's going to get up to about 95 today. And tonight, around look at a low of 61. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the craziness that's going on in the stock market, with interest rates rising, with all these things going on, as you know, the stock market is in great turmoil. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans or your 401s or any of those investments, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Are your investments where they're supposed to be? What should you be doing right now? Well, find out from Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Christian.
That's Chris.
Oh, Chris. Okay. Yeah. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'm just out here doing my morning tinkering in the garden, listening to the show and the gentleman talking about the homeless and so forth. And the old light bulb just went on above my head as far as an idea.
Okay.
We didn't have near the problems we have now when they used to let the hobos ride the trains. So what they need to do is take a couple empty boxcars and park them downtown, put a schedule in there where they're going to be and where they're going to stop, load the bums up in there, let them ride the train to wherever they want to go, let them jump off where they want to jump off, and get them out of here. And then when coming north, all the boxcars are sealed. So they can't get off if they want to get off and ready.
Well, you know, we could do that. We could offer free bus tickets home, free bus tickets anywhere. But we put things on it. You've got to be going to somebody that you know. You've got to be this. No, what we just need to do is offer, hey, it's getting hot here in Redding. Free bus tickets. And to anywhere you want to go in the United States. And then you give them that, and you give them some, you give them vouchers for Happy Meals, and you let them load up and leave. And the police can help take them down there. It's just free. It's free. Here, take a bus ticket. So it's kind of like what you're saying, but we should not inhibit them from leaving here.
Well, when I was running the mill, we used to have cars come in. We'd load up with lumber and all that. We'd have hobos that would be sitting on the train waiting to go.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of them, and they're a completely different class.
Yeah, that's a different group of people than you've got. You know,
they have a hierarchy. Yeah. They have respect.
Yeah.
And once they stopped letting the people ride the trains, that's when we really started to see the problem.
Well,
so let the hobos ride.
Well, back then, too, when you're talking, you know, a couple of decades ago, I assume this is about what you're talking about.
Early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah, you didn't have all of these programs. You didn't have all of these safety nets. You didn't have
that. Too many incentives for them to stay here.
Yeah, and a lot of times hobos would go from town to town, but then they'd go find a job for a while.
Yes, exactly.
And then, you know, and then they'd move on. They were more like wanderers than they were people that just, you know, brought their tents and built their shacks.
Farm workers prior to the
aliens. Yeah. So, you know, it was a different group of people. Now we've got people here. Obviously, we have people here that, and we're not talking, and the ones that we're talking about aren't the real the people that are homeless trying to get off the streets and all that. These are people that thrive on this. That they too have their hierarchy. They too have the guy that's in charge, and it's enforced by his little group of thugs. And they steal, they prostitute women, they're into the drug culture. And why not? I mean, it's working for them.
And
we do not, and then using the excuses, well, we're going to just push them and then they're just going to go someplace else. You know what? How much do you think 1 month of freedom of this to the people that live at the Henderson Open Space, how much do you think that's worth to them to have 1 month?
Oh, it's priceless.
It is priceless. And we could do that. We could do that. I mean, the city could do that. They could just make it tough. They could move them and just be down there every night because it's illegal to camp there overnight and just move them.
But the city is a prostitute for all that federal and state money to handle the homeless problems. They want all those funds coming. They don't want them out here.
You know,
there's too much money coming in.
You know, and our police are busy. I mean, they are busy, and I understand that. It's 60 square miles. But if this became a priority from the city council saying, look, you know, you just hired more people, you got more police than we've had ever, then it's time to, you know, and I know that they're organizing new teams, but it could be code enforcement. You could get fish and wildlife. You can put together a team that just goes down there and sweeps it every night, and then they get the idea after like 4 or 5 nights, hey, we're just going to keep coming down here, that they move. And for a month of not having all the craziness in your backyard. So, okay, Chris.
And it boggles my mind how all these homeless have a brand new iPhone and they're riding brand new bicycles.
Well, they steal the bikes mostly. Anyway. Okay, thanks. I got to run. This portion of the show, yeah, we got way over in our last segment with Dave, but Dave needed to be heard. Dave needed to be heard. The people down there in the Henderson that live down in that area have no quality of life, or their quality of life has been damaged. Maybe it does take a lawsuit that people are standing up and saying, you know what, we've been talking about this, we've been begging you, and now what's it going to take, a lawsuit? This portion of the show however, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to go to. They've got a selection of jewelry that ranges from classic estate jewelry, Native American jewelry, everything that you can imagine at very fair prices. Ask to see. If you're interested in Native American, ask to see the Native American, the old pawn and things like this they have. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Hi, how you doing? It is the 15th of June. You know, Liam, I told you to keep your eye on June. Here it is, the 15th.
Time just moves faster and faster. It's
halfway
crazy.
Halfway through the month, buddy. See, you leave for a couple of days and look what happens. 7:54 in the morning, it's 69 degrees out there, getting up to 95 today. I'm just full of good news today. I mean, you know, we talk about the CEO of Chevron. He also said they're upping their production as fast as they can, in the basin areas and, upping production 15%. But again, we go back to what he said. There hasn't been a new refinery built since the 70s. How do you invest billions of dollars in new refineries when you've got a government that says we're moving away from this? You've got to go into others that, reduced or eliminated oil subsidies. Yet they're still, you know, they're giving tons of money, billions of dollars to non-carbon based, energy companies. And we know. You just know. I mean, the proof is out there that the wind farms only produce, I think, 30%. Even when they're all running, like 30% of their max capacity. Even when everything's running, that the cost of it, the environmental cost of wind farms and turbines, and then the solar energy. The fact is that how many hundreds of, well, millions of acres are going to have to be used for solar farms, and then you have to get the energy to where you need it. So you've got, you know, lines crisscrossing the country, locking into existing power lines. I'm not saying that we can't get there, but we're just totally ignoring nuclear power. Totally ignoring the fact that nuclear power, nuclear plants have progressed so far. And don't you look, oh, Fukushima. No. Look at the American plants. Look at something that we've been using for over 50 years safely. And just when you see them in aircraft carriers and subs. And I mean, we could build safe, small plants, reactor plants, that could take care of all the energy of a county, you know. So you have a safe 24-hour-a-day cheap power. And what do we do in California? We shut down Diablo Canyon, and you hear anywhere it's from 20 to 25% of power in California comes here. What is going to replace it when the dam in Orville, the water got down so low, they had, you know, it couldn't run its generators. They built put online two natural gas plants to take its place in like 2 weeks. And yet, we're not doing that. By the way, stand by. Investors have sharply raised their expectations that the Federal Reserve will on today deliver the biggest single interest rate hike in 28 years amid red-hot inflation and turbulent sell-off across world markets. How much money do you have in the stock market, man?
I think like $10.
$10?
Yeah.
Is that penny stocks?
Yeah, I know that I need to invest in the S&P 500.
This may be a good time to do it.
I know.
It is just going, the sell-offs are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy going on.
Yep.
Right now. Mm-hmm. So, I put all my money in oil and gas.
Okay.
Yeah. For my truck.
Yeah.
Because it cost me $90 to get my truck halfway filled up. That's where all my money's going to.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes. You know what? This hour is just like, if Linda was sitting here, she'd go, this is Cut Your Wrist Radio. You know, the Henderson open space is under assault. No new refineries being built. Gas is six mm-hmm. something a gallon. And now the Fed's getting ready to make the biggest rate hike in 26 years. It's crazy right now.
Yeah.
And you know what? And people go, well, you can't blame all of this on President Biden. Oh, I can blame a lot of this on President Biden.
Mm-hmm.
No bueno. No bueno. Okay. When we come back, we're going to have Sheriff Mike Johnson with us on his regularly scheduled Wednesday here. So we'll be back right after the news.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A bill extending police protection to the families of Supreme Court justices has cleared the House. It's on its way to President Biden's desk. 396 to 27, the vote with unanimous Republican support. The white gunman who killed 10 black people in an attack in a Buffalo supermarket is now facing federal hate crimes charges. The Justice Department looking into recent arson attacks against pro-life officers and crisis pregnancy centers.
Several pro-life facilities have been targeted in recent weeks following a leaked draft opinion that suggests the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Justice Department officials are looking into the matter.
They've taken that very seriously. We have seen an uptick of that type of arson and bombing and or attempt to bomb.
Tensions have been running high on both sides ahead of the Supreme Court's expected ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retail sales tumbled 0.3% last month. A sizable Fed interest rate hike, 0.75 point, expected to be announced later today. President Biden demanding that refineries produce more gasoline and diesel fuel to put a dent in skyrocketing prices at the pump. Critics blame Biden energy policy, throttling oil and gas exploration and production for the surge in gas prices, now averaging just above $5 a gallon. Five-term Republican Congressman Tom Rice has lost his primary race in South Carolina. He tells WPDE...
I had hoped that the situation would be reversed, but again, this seat doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the voters.
Rice, who voted yes on impeachment of President Trump, lost to State Representative Russell Fry, who was endorsed by Mr. Trump. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow's up 226 points, the NASDAQ ahead 159, and the S&P is up 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and start getting cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. That's promo code SALEM. Remember, use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Israel, the European Union, and Egypt signing a provisional deal for the export of natural gas.
The memorandum of understanding that has been signed in Cairo is the latest move by the EU to try to end its reliance on gas supplies from Russia as the war in Ukraine continues. EU officials have described this dependence as allowing Moscow to practice a form of blackmail over Europe. The deal signed with Israel and Egypt would see a significant increase in the amount of Israeli natural gas exported to Egypt so that it can be liquefied there and then sent on to European markets.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Protests have been erupting in many Indian cities to condemn the demolition of homes and businesses belonging to Muslims, what critics call a growing pattern of bulldozer justice aimed at punishing activists from the minority group. Officials say the demolitions only target illegal buildings, but rights groups and critics say they're an attempt to harass and marginalize Muslims. Townhall.com. Russian dissident and leading Putin foe Alexei Navalny has gone missing.
Allies of the imprisoned opposition politician sounded the alarm when they discovered he was no longer in the prison where he'd been serving his time and there was no word on his whereabouts. Late in the day, the chairman of a prison monitoring commission said Navalny had been transferred to a maximum security prison located nearby. Prison transfers in Russia sometimes take days and are shrouded in secrecy. Navalny is the most determined political foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the lack of information about his whereabouts alarmed his allies. His spokeswoman said his close associates had not been able to independently confirm the transfer. Keith Peters reporting.
The South Texas congressional seat, been in Democrat hands for decades, is going Republican. Maya Flores has won a special election in the 34th congressional district, becoming the first Mexican-born U.S. congresswoman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is. It's hump day. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 15th of June. Liam's letting June get away from us, too. Now, what's the weather look like, buddy?
All righty. So today we have a high of 95 and a low of 61. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 84, a low of 58. It looks like Friday we have a high of 72. We have a 40% chance of showers. Friday night we also have a 40% chance of showers with a low of 54. Saturday we have a likely chance of showers with a high of 74. Saturday night, 55. And then Sunday, 82.
Okay. Weather reports are brought to you by, yeah, you know, we could have big rain this weekend. Let's hope it starts after, like, say, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That'd be good. And just let it rain all night. Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They treat their customers so well. They've been such a success. They help our community in hundreds of different ways in supporting our 501s and other nonprofits. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It is a veteran-owned business. 365-3793. I'm standing here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
It's not official yet, but it looks like you may have won the election.
Yeah, it's not official yet, but very strong indicator that it will be. So I'm very pleased about that.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, and so I'll take this opportunity just to shout out to everybody and appreciate all the support, everybody that has come out and got behind me and has faith in me and is looking for me to continue to serve the county.
Okay. I've just read that there are agencies across the United States, their budget is shot with the cost of gas.
Oh my gosh, it's
you know, that they are literally not able to meet all the requirements. You know, of course, you know, danger and, you know, people being hurt, of course, they roll on those, but others, they just don't have the gas to do that. What kind of impact does that have? You know, cause you all cover, you know, areas wide, as big as some small states, almost.
Yeah, and you know, Carl, I could understand that it's impacted some of the agencies to that degree where they're going to have to consider what calls for service they're going to prioritize just based on the price of fuel, because what we saw was the fuel jump was not just, you know, a cost of living type of increase to fuel, it was significant. I mean, I just paid $7.60 a gallon for diesel over on the coast this last weekend. That is incredible.
I refuse, and people know this, I will not put $100 worth of the cheapest unleaded into my truck. I will not put $100, and I'll take it up to 90, and it still is not close.
Yeah.
It's just an F-150. I think it's got like a 23-gallon tank or something like that. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And so when you're talking about budgets and us trying to adjust for that, you know, we had a huge increase in budgeting for fuel for this next fiscal year. And I don't know how some of the smaller agencies that have a tighter budget and a less income, you know, sales tax, property tax, are going to afford to offset that, because it's that significant.
Well, how do you budget for that when because when you're making your budget up, you know, okay, this is how much fuel, it's okay, it'll go up this much. and then it goes up astronomically like it has.
Yeah, so in a case like this, we've had to look at our average fuel use for, you know, last few years so we can get some sort of baseline on what we use.
Yeah.
And then we have to price it out even above what it's at now because we have to figure that, you know, potentially it could go up even more. And it takes away from other budgeted items and other services because we have to have that money and use it for fuel.
I hate to even mention this, but electric cars. Would they even be able to handle a sheriff's? I'm not talking about the cars.
Carl, can you really look me in the eye when we're going to talk about electric cars for the police department?
Well, no, but I mean
sheriff's office.
I mean, I just don't think those would work. That's why I'm asking because some people, we're being driven into this. I mean, SUVs, but I mean, they only have like 300 miles. I don't know how far does a sheriff's deputy usually drive in one shift?
Well, it's very dependent on where they're assigned, what beat they're assigned, but it's not uncommon for them to go to one edge of the county to the other edge of the county to the north and south.
200 miles?
Yeah, not uncommon at all for some of those deputies. So all kidding set aside, when you talk about electric cars, I think that you'll see some sort of hybrids coming into play somewhere down the road. I mean, especially if fuel continues to be what it is and goes up even more, I mean, it's going to be pushed that way. And, cause it'll just make sense. And that's what the manufacturers are going to do. Now, I hate the thought of even, owning a hybrid even myself, but, it's, I think, an inevitable reality, at least somewhere down the road.
Well, I was talking about it earlier. The CEO of Chevron says there hasn't been a new refinery built since in the 70s because of environmental reasons. And then now you've got the government, the feds, pushing everybody away from oil and gas. They're taking away the subsidies that they had. They're not letting them drill. They're taking out the Keystone Pipeline. And even though they're increasing their production, you know, you start having bottlenecks here with the amount of refineries. And he says, how do you invest billions of dollars in something where the government says you're not, you know, we're going to move away from that? So it's kind of like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that we're just going to keep gas going until you force people. Into making some kind of change.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's headed right now. Like we said, you know, with the price of what fuel is now, people, we're going into summer, into vacation.
And they changed the type of gas here in California.
Yeah.
And that costs more.
Yeah. It's a typical California tactic, isn't it?
The governor said he doesn't agree with the budget, that they've actually spent too much on stuff, but they had to turn the budget in because if they don't by a certain date, their pay stops. So I'm going to do a story on that later this week. So there's a question here. We're talking about the homeless, and then it gets into people with mental problems and all that. And the question is, ask the sheriff if he thinks there's enough mental health support in our area.
Absolutely not. I don't think there's enough mental health support anywhere in this state. And I could probably expand that across the most of the United States, but if you want to just talk about California, we are desperate for some mental health services. Not really just the services. We need a facility, a place to take them where they are actually detained.
We need mental hospitals again.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, absolutely we do. There's no doubt about it. It's something that's being forced on law enforcement, and law enforcement's not equipped to handle it, and the jail is not the place to house them. And it would do twofold for this community. It would be able to take some of those people off of the streets and out of those homeless camps and off of, you know, the riverbeds and everything that need mental health services. And it would also free up bed space in my jail because there wouldn't be, mental health wouldn't be forced onto us to try to house them.
Now, the people with the mental health problems, how many people, I mean, do you hold in there for longer than 72 hours that in the jail? Would you say that the main reason they're there is mental health problems?
I don't know if I'd say the main reason there's there. I'd say it's definitely a contributing factor, and it might be, in many cases, I would say, it is a factor in what led them to commit a crime and to end up at the jail. They don't take people, the officers, whether it's CHP, Redding, Anderson, us, we don't take people and book them into jail if they have, or for a mental health hold. We don't do that. But there's often times when they've committed a crime and they are eligible to be booked in jail, and they have mental health issues where they need mental health treatment probably more than they do need to be incarcerated for whatever misdemeanor crime that is. And we ended up holding and have a significant amount of those people, depending on, you know, the population fluxes in and out. Now, there are some that have severe mental health issues that we are holding, and we have a jail-based competency treatment program going where we have a segment of that population that is isolated and handled differently than the rest, and that's not something we should be doing, in my opinion.
Okay, we got to take a break. When I come back, though, the ones you say it's a contributing factor. Now, this mental health, though, problems they're having, it could be drug. Do you include drug-induced problems?
Oh, a lot of times, Carl, it's a combination of all those. It's drug-induced problems. It's mental health issues off your meds, and they're if you throw in the other factor of their homeless and they're living on the streets and just looking to grab what they can. So all those factors add up together.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber over at Estate Granite. Mike's been doing this for over 20 years. He is a true artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, any of those products like that. He is the one that did our kitchen. He did our table here, in our very substantial table here in the studios. He's a very busy man. He works by appointments only, but for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE and tell him what you're thinking about, and I'm telling you, he can make your home beautiful if you're looking to have a true artist get in there. Learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 21 here on the 15th of June, about 70 degrees out there, going up to 95 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the master repairman when it comes to windshields. We had a chip in our windshield, went all the way through. Driving down the freeway, it happened, and Jeff fixed that so it wouldn't become a crack and you can't even see it. That's the kind of work he does. It's absolutely fabulous. And you don't want to take chances with your family safety. You got that chip in there, and all of a sudden, while you're driving down the road, it becomes it cracks all the way across your windshield. I don't know if anybody has ever seen that before, but I've seen one that cracked and went from the upper right to the lower right in a car I was in when it happened. Well, don't let that happen to you. Let Jeff Wurst fix it. Bring your car down for a free inspection and analysis if you got chips on the windshield. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we were talking about, during the break, we're talking about the problems with homeless and all this. And in the first segment, we talked about there's not enough mental facilities that you have, there's, I don't even know what percentage. I've heard anywhere from 40 to 50% of the people you have in the jail that mental illness, among other things, is that they have that contributes to them being in jail. And that we don't have enough mental health facilities, really, is what we're talking about.
Very true. I don't know about that percentage, Carl. I don't have hard numbers for that percentage, but I know it's.
I've heard that over the years.
It is a significant amount. Yeah. You know, the we shouldn't gloss over the other part of the issue, though. That when you talk about you're talking about Henderson.
Open space.
Nimar
or something like that.
Yeah, you know, homelessness, let's not forget that there is a significant, probably a larger percentage of those homeless people out there who are homeless by choice. And not because they don't have services and not because they're poor, unfortunate, misplaced people that just need some help. There, when the police, the sheriff's office, the deputies, and everybody go out and contact these people, we know this because they tell us this, that this is a lifestyle that they choose and that we're infringing upon their rights, which is completely unacceptable for the society, for our community to have to deal with that aspect of it. So, we get back to, it's a big vicious circle of, you know, decriminalization of drugs and under the influence and all that, and a failure for us to keep arresting them and not having enough bed space and misdemeanor facility, not having prosecution and follow through and empathy that is, in my opinion, misplaced at times.
No, I agree. I mean, there's people that if they're looking for help, we've got a lot of agencies out there that can help. Yeah, we may have a shortage of mental health professionals for some, you know, in some cases, but there is a large number of people that choose it to be like this. And then their lifestyle is such that things get stolen, you know, I mean, people get robbed, all these things. And the only thing that's going to solve that problem is getting them off the streets, which yep. brings me to my next subject. Matt Pontes left. Yep. He was in the process of leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But Pat Miniturn, who yep. has been in the county for years, who was retiring, has been appointed as an interim CEO. And his whole mission in life, it appears to be, and tell me if I'm wrong, is to get this jail moving.
I sure hope so. I haven't had a sit down one to one with Pat since he's been appointed. He's definitely, from what I've heard and seen from him, seems to be fully supportive of that. But like I said, I haven't had the sit down with him to figure that out. Matt was still there. Yesterday was a Board of Supervisors meeting. Matt was still there. So I haven't.
I think he goes to like mid June or the end of June or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure of the date either.
But I heard he's going. He hasn't said where he's going to, but rumor control says he's going over to Sierra Pacific.
That is what rumor control says.
Are you hearing that too?
I'm hearing that too. Yep. Whatever the case, though, you know, yeah, Matt's moving on, so we're getting Pat. And you know, yesterday there was a motion by the board and a unanimous decision, or not unanimous, a 4-1 decision to move $10 million out of the reserves into the jail project. So that's another strong indicator that it is a priority of not just...
Who voted against that?
The board. Mary Rickard, I think, voted mm-hmm. against that, and she had her reasons for that.
Yeah.
But it's an indicator that, you know, we are on board with moving this project forward, and the community's serious about it, I know, and it sounds like the administration is serious about it, and certainly I want to see it done.
How long have we been talking about this?
Right. You know, it's funny, Carl, that comes up every election.
I've been on the air for 13 years, yeah. right? And yeah. I've been hearing about it for at least 10.
Well, I've been here for 10 years, and I've been hearing about it and pushing on it for the same. So
yeah.
Now I'm in a much better position to help see it through, so I'm hoping that I can get that done. Not just me, of course, but everybody.
No, I understand.
Everybody
but
involved.
It's going to take a team effort.
But I'll be a driving force for sure.
Can we take a jail and not build out the whole part, not to build it all out, but start bringing it in by 200 person wings or floors?
To start
at least getting, you know, get the. You know, get the central part finished
right.
and all, you know, with lots of room and to grow.
I think it's definitely an option, Carl, that yeah. we have to look at. I don't think that there's any set design or any definitive way we're going to go about it yet until all that's looked at and priced out and the land's set aside and we get infrastructure. There's a lot of work to be done for sure, but I would say that yes, that's definitely an option and everything's on the table at this point.
If we had the money today, since we're going to probably be using property, and I've heard anywhere from next to the existing jail to out there on Breslar, if we had the property and from right now we had all the money we needed, how long would it take?
No, that's a question that I cannot answer. I can tell you
this. Is this a 5-year project, a 3-year project?
If you were in a different form of government, like a city government opposed to a county government, it could go a heck of a lot quicker. But, well, that's one thing I've learned about coming to the county.
Oh, you mean because they can do things in 11 days and it takes other places 22 months?
Yeah. And I'm not just picking on Shasta County. I understand that county government's a little different than city government. Things move
a little slower.
Oh,
yeah, but city government gets sued over it, but they're doing things that quick. And,
true.
And now we're all going to have to end up paying for that one.
I'm not going there, Carl.
No. Well, I can.
I would say that, there's no reason that we can't break ground on this project and start at least within a year here. What's key is the property. We got to get the property identified and the design then and the, you know, community input and everybody to determine what we're going to do for a design. Then we can break ground at least and start getting the infrastructure in place and all the other particulars going at least. So
I frankly think that most of the community doesn't give a damn what it looks like.
Yeah.
As long as it holds bad guys and
right.
girls.
Sure.
You know, it could be a 5-story straight up.
They don't care. They just want to.
We don't care.
Okay.
We don't care. We want to see, you know, if 500 people are the ones causing most of the problems in our county, then, our city and county, then let's take 200 of them off the street tomorrow, you know, as soon as we can. And then another 200 the year after that, and another 200 a year after that. And then, have our police and sheriff's department play softball on the weekends. That I would have no problem with that because there's no crime.
Right. Okay. And I agree with that, Carl. And I appreciate that actually that the community just wants to start getting them off the street and being able to hold them.
Yeah.
But my job in this and my piece in this is, of course, is I have to make sure one, it's we're fiscally responsible on what design and what we're going to do, and two, that it is operationally efficient. So, you know, we don't just throw up something that's going to become problematic or create a environment where I need more staff to run a smaller facility.
Yeah.
Those factors that are involved. But I hear you loud and clear. I'm on the same page. I want to be able to hold folks and not have to kick people out on the street that have committed felonies because I don't have the bed space to hold them.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They have 4 branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Their newest branch is out in Anderson on Ventura Street, and then 2 right here in town, 1845 California Street, right down the street from me. And then the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Signorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over events. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibitions. Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remember us, the Tila Kids? Well, we're back and we would like
like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I!
No, you don't!
Hey kids, we're working here. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 8:35 in the morning here on the 15th, 70 degrees, going up to 95 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Call them at 365-3793. And B&T Satellite brings us this portion of the show. It's Reading's DISH Premier Local Retailer. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley over at B&T Satellite at 530-241-3474. And see why DISH is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we've been talking about the cost of gas for trying to figure out how much that impacts. And we talked about the homeless problem and where we don't have enough mental health facilities. But let's just not forget, as the sheriff pointed out, that a lot of these people, that's their choice. And as long as we don't have room in a jail to take them off the streets when they make bad choices, they're going to continue to make bad choices. And we talked about moving forward with the jail, that it seems to be on the top of everybody's mind without having to raise taxes or anything, at least to get it started. You know what? If we could get it built and they say, hey, you know what? We're going to need to do something so that we make sure we have enough money to pay for all the, you know, for the support for the jail. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen in the future, except right now the state's got billions of dollars in the reserves. My son-in-law is a deputy U.S. Marshal in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So he heads up a interagency team that goes after bad guys. And he said he has taken more firearms off the streets in the last 6 weeks than he has at any other time. Not that, you know, not accumulative, but so many, including 2 15-year-olds with semi-automatic rifles. Are we seeing anything like that up here in Northern California?
No, I don't think so. Not to my knowledge. I don't see any big influx in gun seizures or juveniles in possession of guns or anything like that. So, no, I would say I can't speak to that.
But every so often you'll see this one guy I just saw made the hot sheet from the I think it was from your office, but I'm not sure, that you arrested him, he had beat up his girlfriend and injured a 5-week-old or 5-month-old baby. Y'all finally caught him, but he had on him guns.
Yep.
And this is a guy who had been put in jail and then released and been arrested twice since then for assault with a deadly weapon. How did he get his guns? Does anybody sit him down and say, where'd you get your guns?
Well, we do, but they're not going to tell us, because gun charges are one of the things that carry a significant prison time and prosecution. So they, the bad guys know that. So they're not going to talk when it comes to that.
But they've been caught with the guns.
You're right.
So, that's going to happen.
Large percentage of the time that, those felons are in possession of a firearm, it's a stolen firearm. So they've gone and burglarized a house and, or a car or something and ended up with guns. And, you know, there's a good percentage of the time too where those serial numbers have been ground off or missing or altered. And, that's because they're trying to make them, untrackable. So, they're illegally possessed firearms and usually illegally obtained firearms.
Is there like a, okay, I might be getting into the realm of movie scripts here, but are there people out there that is kind of a clearinghouse for firearms that criminals know about?
Oh yeah, there
you
is.
You call this number and you can pick up a gun.
Well, I don't think it's quite that simple, but your motorcycle gangs are typical for moving firearms and trafficking firearms, and there is a certain criminal elements that have their specialty, if you will, their niches. And, you know, just like you have a drug dealer, you have a gun dealer, and there's a black market for it. And if you know the right people, you can easily get in touch with those people.
Let's talk about motorcycle gangs. We went through a couple of a season where we had Mongols and Hells Angels rumbling up here. And it seems like it went away. Is it gone away?
For a while, the northern chapter of California Hells Angels are starting to reestablish here. And we've received some intelligence on that lately. So we know that they're trying to get a stronghold again. So they're still around. They just haven't been at the forefront of an issue or of a problem lately. That's why you haven't really heard about them, but they haven't gone away.
A decade ago, it was we had a Hells Angels group here, but they were kind of like an older group. I mean, older guys, and they were went on toy rides and these things. But so they are coming back.
Well, some of those, Carl, it's interesting you say that. Some of those organizations have become very wise to image and public perception, and so they'll get involved in charities and different functions like that to try to diminish the reality of what they do and create a positive image for themselves out in the public.
Which is because they look good, but then at the same time they're pushing drugs, they're into sex trafficking and all these other things too.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I just haven't heard anything about motorcycle gangs up here. I mean,
right.
Are we seeing any organized crime? I don't know how else to put this. Up here in Northern California.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what that goes back to, don't you? That's our
marijuana.
Our marijuana industry and black market up here is definitely organized crime and cartel and a whole host of things.
Well, let's talk about marijuana. When the first time you're on the show, when you first came aboard, was I'm going after the marijuana grows. And I know it's been like 50, you've had 50 operations around that.
I think we're up above 60 now. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. First time was August of 2021 when I was appointed.
Okay, so what kind of impact is that having?
It's having a really good impact. We're making some headway with that. And as you know, Carl, I've told you before, that's we don't even have a full-time marijuana eradication team yet, and we've been doing that on overtime with men and women who work their normal shifts and volunteer on their days off to come and do these operations, and it's making an impact. We are definitely talking about guns. We've been taking a lot of guns out of these things. We've been taking a lot of processed marijuana, a lot of leaf growing plants and marijuana and butane honey oil operations. It runs the gamut. Now, what you said, does it have an impact? I mean, it's a minor impact right now because we're so overwhelmed. But yeah, you got to start somewhere, and we've started.
What would you be? I know you have intel out there, and you're getting stuff from state and probably even feds. I guess if you ask for overheads, photography and stuff. How many grows would you say are in Shasta County?
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, within 100.
I don't know that I could guess that, but I could tell you this. In the few times that we have flown and started mapping out, we have easily over 200 to 300 targets to go hit. There's a lot of grows out there.
200 to 300.
And those are substantial size grows.
Those aren't small ones. Those are...
Those aren't like mom and pop
yeah.
10 plant grows. Those are big grows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just had a question for Mr. Johnson here.
Sheriff Johnson.
I was wondering, what happens to, you know, when you go out there and you raid these marijuana growers, I want to know what happens to the money that you find, like $100,000, you know, $30,000. I know some of the items that you find in the property, some of those items get sold, depends what they are. But what happens to the money? Where does the money go, and how long do you have to hang on to it to make a decision?
Okay. Thanks, Dolores.
That's a good question, Dolores. So the money, it's seized as part of the criminal enterprise and the operation that we do. And then there's a process for that where people can either challenge that seizure and go through a court process, or if ultimately it's forfeited, it goes into our money seizure account, which then, if it's an operation where there's like several agencies involved, then once that's disposed, which is usually, I'd say, roughly a year, year and a half before they dispose the that money and to be able to be used, then it's divided among the agencies that are involved in the operation usually, or the unit that went after it. For instance, if it's the drug task force and they do the operation, there's, let's say, six different agencies involved in that task force, then it's divided six different ways. Now there's legal parameters, both state and federal legal parameters on what that money can be used for. So it's usually generally it's set up so we can use it for infrastructure and equipment to do to serve the police department or the community, but we can't use it for personnel or overtime
for,
costs.
Can you use, you can't use it for overtime costs, no. So you can't, can you put it back in like, hey, we just seized $100,000 and it's ours. We can't put that back into the marijuana eradication program.
Well, the program, yeah, but for equipment, not for personnel.
Okay.
Not all for right. personnel costs, yeah.
We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're going to take a quick break. Did you know you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding? The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 and sometimes higher than that one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice and has been since I moved here. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. And on the walls, they have all of these patches from sheriff's departments, police departments, military units. It's really cool, that. And you never have to watch Dr. Phil in there. So we're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we were talking marijuana eradication. Siskiyou County passed an ordinance about water trucks because water trucks are being used to keep the fields going there.
Yeah.
And what happened with that?
There was a challenge by some of the growers there, a particular ethnic group, and it went to court and ruled the ordinance that they put in kind of unconstitutional, if you will. I don't know unconstitutional is the right word.
They said that you can't take away my water because I need it for my farming and my,
right,
you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. For our garden, their legal garden and their mm-hmm. animals and everything else. And part of a quality of life type of thing for
right.
them. And they won that suit, and mm-hmm. They had to lift that ordinance, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, here's the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department and administration that came up with a proactive, creative way to start addressing the issue, and they were stepped on.
What does marijuana do to our water? You know, Nadine Bailey was just on Tuesday, and for the first time in 100 years, the acid canal is empty.
Right.
Which is
tragic, right?
Tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic. And they don't even have enough to charge the canal. In other words, yeah, they've got water, but by the time it gets to the end of it, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of impact does marijuana have on our water system?
Well, you know, I don't I hesitate to say that it's directly impacting that situation, but let's talk about
acid, but just water.
Water in general.
Yeah.
You know, they're tapping illegal wells, which we know that's your aquifers and tapping into that resource. But I'd say more directly or more impactful is where they're damming up the streams and the watersheds and sucking all the water out of that. Because those contributaries are really what affect the water source, if you will, the above ground water source, mm-hmm. which is becomes less available. And you get ranchers and stuff below that are affected immediately because all of a sudden now these watersheds, there's no water coming through for their livestock and for their farming and crops, and then on down, now you don't have water going into some of the major confluences which feed, you know, Shasta Lake and all our other water sources. So it is definitely impactful, Carl, and it is not something that we should tolerate and or will tolerate, and that's one of the reasons we go after. That's part of the priority assessment we do when we look at these grows too, is, you know, what are they doing for water, and are they stealing water, are they stealing power, are they impacting the community around them?
Well, we also know they use illegal pesticides and roticides, things like that, that get into the water system and kill everything.
Exactly.
Around there,
yeah.
You know, if it kills a rat, then it kills the hawk or anything else that eats it. So you could if you had the money for a marijuana eradication team, mm-hmm. I mean a dedicated team and the personnel, could they work 7 days a week?
Oh, easily, yeah, no problem. 7 days a week, and you know what's going to be nice is when we get that full time team, Carl, is we're going to be able to go after the property owners and the violators a lot more aggressively than we are right now. Because right now, without the full time team, we're just going in and eradicating, and we don't have time to pursue the investigations. We don't have time to run a parallel civil lawsuit against the property owners or responsible people. And we will when we have a full-time unit, and that'll be way more impactful. And hopefully it will at least partially fund the own program.
Yeah, because then if they're doing it willingly on their own land and it's illegal like this, it seems like you would go after the property owners on this.
Yeah, that's what we need. Is we need a long-term solution. Again, just like all the other problems we're talking about, Carl, mm-hmm. looking for a long-term solution, not just a Band-Aid. We want to start making effect and positive change for the long term. That's one of the best parts about this election being over, is we can sit here and talk about stuff, and I can actually put it into motion now instead of being distracted.
What are we going to see here? You've got like 3 minutes. What are we going to see here in the next 6 months? I know there's going to be a continuation of things, and we talked about the jail, but what are the things?
Well, you're going to see a huge push on us trying to solve our staffing issues. That's first and foremost. We need to get up to staff at the sheriff's office. And that's not just deputies. That's, you know, correctional deputies in the jail. That's records division. That's everything across the board. We are falling behind, and we need to get up to staff. That if we don't have the personnel, we can't do those services. And then the other thing you're going to see is a gradual start change in philosophy and how we do business. We're going to be more very much more community oriented and partnering up with our allied agencies and our businesses and our residents, and trying to do a better job at customer service.
Okay. You've got the concealed carry under control.
Yeah, fine. Like. Yeah, you know, the next step with that one is, and thank you. Yeah, it took a while, but we got that under control. The next step with that one is we want to go to the credit card type of permit with your picture on it, and so it's easier to carry in your wallet. You don't have to laminate it, and it doesn't come back in four pieces.
If you try to laminate it, it doesn't fit in your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's got to be, okay. Or it comes in four pieces, I hand it over to your girl who looked at it, and she just looks up at me, and I went, hey. I carry it.
I actually had a guy that laminated four different pieces, his thing in four different pieces. It was pretty clever.
Well, you know, because if you fold it and laminate it, you can't do that.
But the point is, we're always trying to improve. That'll be an improvement.
A plastic card would really be a huge improvement
for
that. It would just, it would help us, help people out. Is it just going to be just the card? It wouldn't be anything else on it? Just your name and your address, or just your name and your weapons on it?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I really got that far to know what exactly we're going to put on it, but that's what I would say. It'd probably be your name, the weapons you're authorized to carry, and the authority code for that.
And then if you have to, any more ID we'd have with you, because you need ID for everything except voting.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Mike, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming in here, you sent your the jail guy, I think, last month or the month before, and learned a lot about the jail.
Yep, Captain Randall. He knows a lot about it.
He knows a lot about the jail and all the things that happened. The police department has more police now than they've ever had.
Yeah,
I think.
You know,
so,
we
still need how many more deputies do you need?
Oh, geez, I need
20?
A lot. I'm 20 down at least.
20.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in the jail, probably, I don't know, 12. I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're making some headway on the recruitment that we've been doing, but problem is we're, you know, on the other end we've had a few exits. So when we have,
You're competing.
Yeah,
you're competing with people that get paid more.
Exactly.
And they're doing the same job. They don't even have to move.
Exactly.
They can do the same thing. So, well, thanks a lot, and again, congratulations.
Yeah,
so far,
much.
I mean, I guess there could be a major sea change.
It's not over till it's over, always, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to call Kathy and say, when's this thing going to be over?
Yeah,
so that we know.
I would all like that.
They end up, I know they're counting vote after vote after vote.
Well, thanks for having me, and say hello to Linda when she gets back, and we'll see you next month again.
Well, did you have a good time at the rodeo?
I had a great time at the rodeo.
Did you have a great time at the rodeo?
I had a great time. I went three of the days. I went. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a great, good time. I love the rodeo.
It is a it's a super event here.
Yep.
It is. Everybody have a great day. Tomorrow, Trish and I will be back with some surprises for you.